Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Let's go live to Brendan Perlini. He's in the zone, baby. Hottest player on the Hawks. Hottest player. You know what, Dave? I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
Hottest player in the history of hockey. Right now, Brendan Perlini.
Well, certainly this week he is the hottest player in the history of hockey.
And no pressure at all, Brendan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing? I don't know about that comment there.
But... yeah, a little too much, you think? A little too over the top?
I'll take it, though. I'll take it and roll with it. I'll just add it to the confidence.
Here's the thing. When you know, golfers talk about this all the time. I play golf. Golfers talk about this all the time. I get in the zone maybe once a year, but the game slows down. It goes, it's weird. It's faster, but the game slows down. You see the shot you're going to hit. You execute it. Baseball players talk about the ball slows down. They see the pitch. Basketball players go, I just know I'm going to make it when I get it. What's it like being in the zone when you're in hockey?
It's a lot of fun, you know. To be honest, I don't really think of it as that. I mean, recently I've just been enjoying my hockey and, you know, really just kind of staying light with my attitude and everything like that. And I think it helped, obviously, that we're winning. So, it's been a lot of fun. You know, just coming to the rink every day and working hard and trying to get better with these guys and stuff. And, that's pretty much it. I can't really say too much about the whole zone part and all that, but it's just about really enjoying it for me.
Well, you're a reason that this team is winning right now, and I want to go back to Monday and your first career hat trick, which came with all of, 4 seconds left in the third period. I think you got your third goal, but there's a video that has, I don't know if it's gone viral, but I guess it's your dad lighting up a cigar after you scored your third goal. What's the backstory?
Yeah, it was. Well, I didn't even really know anything. My mom sent it to me after, and I guess a couple years ago when I first came into the league, my rookie year, when I was with Phoenix, we did a father's trip, and they gave all the dads cigars, and most of them light them up and stuff, but my dad said, I'm going to wait, so I'm going to light this up, but he's not a smoker or anything, so he said, I'm going to light this when you get your first hat trick, and sure enough, you know, long story behold, a couple years later, end up getting traded and playing against them and scored against them, so it's quite funny.
Can you keep this going when you get to Montreal?
Yeah, why not, right? I mean, just like I said earlier, just having fun, enjoying the game right now, and, you know, for us, we got only a few games left, really, so as long as we keep just doing our thing and having fun and playing hard, you never know what can happen.
One other thing about your third goal the other night, your goal celebration, and I guess there's a little bit of a story there also, how you came up with that.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I like to kind of just have fun with that stuff and do whatever. Some guys don't really like to do it, but I did that one in the Winter Classic when I scored two, and it was one soccer guy does it.
Well, describe it for people that haven't seen it.
So. Yeah, this guy used to play for Manchester United, Memphis Depay, and he always does it, and it's kind of, I don't know, take whatever you want from it. Some people think it's... whatever, like, you just put your ears, like, nobody can hear you, and I like it just because it's, you know, something different in the hockey world anyway, and it's something to just say that the guys always usually the last head, but as you know, a big pull or whatever, we'll try and pull out something different like that.
We got a MB Financial Bank's listener question of the day. It says, and by the way, this comes from... somebody in Plainfield, here it is, Andrew says, what's it make you feel like being a Chicago Blackhawk player on the greatest original six team of all time?
It's cool. It's definitely different. I mean, coming from a place out in Arizona where, you know, it's not as historic of a franchise and all that, you know, with the history and all that, it's very different playing in Chicago. It's awesome. The fans have been unbelievable every single game, and it's a great city too. So I've really enjoyed my time here so far, and you know, things are things have been pretty good as of lately, and you know, for us, we just got to keep really working. Hopefully, they can get a lot better, sneak into the playoffs, and then have maybe a good run.
Yeah, why not? Why not this team? Why not now? Why not start this whole thing over?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no reason, right? Might as well just play and have fun and keep playing.
What is your go-to shot? What's the shot you love to hit most?
Playing golf or hockey?
And hockey.
Sounded like you were talking about my driver there.
No, but I'll see you on the golf course.
In hockey, I don't know. I don't think there's any particular one. I would just say my wrist shot in general. I wouldn't say top right or blah, blah, blah. Like, I would just say wrist shot.
So you say something in the net works for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Something that hits the back of the net. That's where it goes. It's Brendan... Brendan Perlini, man, keep it going. We got to get 9 out of these last 12, but I'm going to give you the cliche so you don't have to say it. You're just going to take them one game at a time.
Pretty much. I mean, that's all you can do. You start looking forward, get a little bit caught up in things, and go from there. But, yeah, as long as we just keep having fun and keep enjoying our hockey right now, you never know what can happen.
All right, buddy. Thanks for being on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brendan.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Brendan Perlini.